Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joey Belladonna, Anthrax, on the hotline right now. Got a couple things going. The Masterclass with Anthrax, September 17 and 18. That's at Sweetwater Studios. And then the Mega Cruise, October 13 through 18. That's from L.A. down to Mexico. And tons of John 5 and Lamb of God and Anthrax. It goes on and on.
Well, I'm such a huge Anthrax fan. I have been since I was a child. And then you meet guys like Joey Belladonna or Scott, and you really end up loving the band because there's just something so personal about guys like Joey, one of the greatest singers in metal, and he's now back where he belongs, and you know, one of the big four. We're, you know, you think about that: Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, Anthrax, the big four. They were selling out the planet, man.
Formed in 1981 in New York City, they, along with Metallica, Slayer, and Megadeth, are considered one of the big four of thrash metal. The band is Anthrax. To combine rap and metal, collaborating with Public Enemy. The band are taking part in the recording masterclass September 17th and 18th at Sweetwater Studios in Indiana, where budding producers can record the band while learning the tricks of the trade. And on October 13th, they set sail alongside Megadeth, Testament, Lamb of God, John 5, Greenthrite, Suicidal Tendencies, and more on the Mega Cruise. Please welcome Anthrax frontman Joey Belladonna.
Hey Joey, how have you been, my friend?
Hey, good morning. What's up? What's up?
Good, man. I'm excited for everything you guys have got going. You got the big cruise happening. You've got the studio time happening. I mean, that's I'm sure there's a new album in the works at some point here.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of things that we're always keeping busy, keeping our eye on the ball here. Just it's the way we roll, you know.
Yeah. How are the dogs, by the way?
You know, that's always a progress to keep them in, you know, good health and feeding them well. Everything seems to be pretty good, you know. Animals are always a chore, and we love having them, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Well, you know, I bring my dogs to work with me every day. So it's, it's. I was thinking about Barger, you know, 15 years, going on 16, that he's gone to work with me every day since he was 12 weeks old.
How old is he now?
15, going on almost 16.
Oh, that's so cool. He can hang in there. How's he? He's in good spirits.
Yeah.
He's moving around well. And
yeah, I got a great vet.
You can ask for, you know.
Yeah, that's it. I got a great vet. So just, you know, I'm a, like you, I'm an overprotective parent. And so you just, everything that looks weird or anything, everything gets checked out. You know, you just make sure they're good all the time.
Yeah, I know. They can't tell you. You just got to know.
That's it.
You just got to check and keep an eye on them, you know.
And that's what I was talking to my girlfriend about. You know, I go in the old days, you know, my parents wouldn't do anything about it until it was so bad. But because, you know, they never considered the fact that an animal can never tell you it's sick. You've got to pick up on it, because by the time you notice that they're acting that much out of sorts, a lot of times it's got the grip on them and it's going to go bad. So it's, yeah, that's it. You got to really watch them and know their personality.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even know the half of it. I've had a couple of young ones pass. I've had, and there was no indication. There was
no
very, very sick inside.
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
Nothing you can do about it, you know. So sometimes it's really hard to tell sometimes. It really is.
I'm such a weirdo, Joey. So I don't know if we talked about it the last time we were in studio, but I bought like 30 acres out here in just outside of Kansas City near the Speedway. And it's got deer, and I've got a couple ducks that live on the pond and all these big koi fish. And I'm literally out there every day, or somebody is, feeding them, making sure they're okay. And I'm over there watching them. I'm walking around them. It's like being a little white trash Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, well, it keeps you sane, right? It's a nice, sounds like a good atmosphere.
Yeah, man, it's good. It's tough, but when you go out on the road, you know, it's got to be tough because you can't bring your animals with you.
No, I know. You got to get people to watch them, or you take them to, I don't like them to the kennels and stuff like that. I've had to a few times, and it's kind of sad. But you know what? They're in good hands there. But
yeah,
it's just not the same, you know.
No, and it wouldn't be good for them on the road anyway. They wouldn't enjoy that.
Oh, no way. They'd be. I've done it before. I've actually taken one dog out, but it was my tour, so you know we had a little bit more leniency. But there's no way in any chance to do that with this. You know, no. It really is too hectic.
If you're just joining the show, the great Joey Belladonna from Anthrax, and you know, you talk about going on the road on your own. Are you still doing, what was it, Chief Big Way?
Yeah, I'm always, you know, I just played last week, a couple of shows, and again this week. I just keep busy. It's really, really good for me. It keeps my chops up. And plus, I get to play drums, you know, and I'm playing a lot of different kind of music, and it's always good to, you know, venture into something different just to, you know, it's good for the soul. You know?
Well, I mean, that's what you do. You go to work, right? I mean, you have to have purpose. So if Anthrax isn't touring, you go out with Chief Big Way. I mean, I've seen you on cover records like the Sinatra stuff, you know, and you've always had another band. Even when you and Anthrax were on hiatus and you had left, you always had a band and we're out playing.
Yeah, you know, I'm always, again, music is always in my, just wish list to do something, you know?
Yeah. What else would you do? You know, I mean, even if you have enough money to retire and you go, I could live comfortably, everything will be fine. What will you do? I mean, you have to get up and do something with your life. You just can't stand there all day. It's, you know, retiring just sounds like a ridiculous thing to me for anybody.
Yeah. I don't like, don't want to do that. I mean, it's just, we just have a thing going on so strong. We like to provide some good tunes for people and have a fun show everywhere we go. So it's just something we like to do. And
the mega cruise will be fun. You know. Have you done the cruise before?
Yeah, I got it. When I do maybe three, I did 70 tons. We did the motorboat a couple of times. You know, I've done a lot of different stuff other than, you know, with Anthrax. I go by myself and do cruises.
Cool.
You know?
Well, dude, you guys, Megadeth, John 5, who I'm a huge fan of, and I don't know how close you are with him, if at all, but you should definitely try to work on a project with him. I think he is one of the most creative metal players and just an incredible talent and good human being.
Yeah, we actually did a Rob Zombie tour together for a couple of months back in 2000s. I can't remember what year it was, but we did a couple of months, so that was a really good, fun tour. So John, you know, we became close, at least enough to say hello and, you know, have a chat and things like that. But I know he's really, really a great player. So
yeah, I mean,
there's no doubt there.
He was telling me that he doesn't know whatever happened to it, but there was a David Lee Roth John 5 album completed. It's never been released.
Well, he's on a few, anyhow, isn't which I have.
Yeah, I mean, he's super fun, man. It's but it's great to have options. And you guys, the band is getting along well. Everybody's happy. Everybody's excited about the future.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't felt like this in a long time, as far as feeling really secure about being a good, solid unit, touring and being great on stage together. And, you know, I think we've gotten so much better. Wherever that comes from, I think it's a lot of effort. I'm happy about that because live, I mean, people, they know that we're not just mailing anything in.
Yeah, of course.
The record, I mean, we're going to take our time to do something that's suited to our liking, you know, and something that's fresh and that's, you know, it fits what we do and true to what we do, you know.
Well, I mean, look, you're a great band, and you've always been a great band. But I think, you know, there's a difference between when you're new and there's all so many pressures and album after album after album cycle. And then, you know, there hopefully comes a place and a time, and I think it happened for you guys around the Big Four, is that you suddenly you realize you could breathe out and you could have gratitude and you could look around and realize, yeah, man, people still love this band. And if that's that moment, I think you settle back into friendship and you settle back into a cohesive unit of really being at your absolute best, because nobody's wondering what the other guy's thinking.
Yeah, that's one thing. We really don't. I mean, ever since I've been in it and been out and back in, I just kind of do whatever feels comfortable for me and, you know, what I'm capable of doing versus trying to chase something that I don't do or don't feel comfortable doing, you know?
Yeah.
That's one thing. It's got to be real and natural. I mean, when I first joined the band, it was like that. I had no idea what I was going to do. And then after hearing Spreading the Disease, I go, that's me right there.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, you didn't even audition.
Not even really knowing or even trying to do anything different. So that's how it becomes, you know, your own style. You know, you need that. So it's very important.
When you joined, though, you didn't even audition, correct? They just heard you and were like, no, that's our guy.
No, actually, I mean, I've got a call to come and check out a band that needed a singer, Anthrax. And, you know, long story short, I just showed up and just started cutting. They asked me, you know, they asked me if I wanted to join.
Isn't that crazy?
It's one of those things. I mean, we were doing some of the recordings right then and there. It wasn't really anything. I mean, obviously,
that's amazing.
You know, sound good enough for them or didn't fit what they were looking for, of course, you know, wouldn't have been in the band, but just whatever I did there that day, they asked if I wanted to join. Of course, I never even knew who they were. I never even heard that kind of music before, to be honest with you.
So. That's just crazy to me, because that turned into, was that Armed and Dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, even the whole bad album, man, Spreading the Disease, was right there as ready for vocals. And so, I mean, I was me. As soon as I showed up, I was recording within, you know, a day.
And it's almost impossible to comprehend. To join a band, become their lead singer, find the groove, be the guy they want, get the lyrics, and make it happen. That's just a testament to your ability, Joey.
Yeah, and even AIR on the album was written after that was like the last song. I mean, Charlie had packed his drums up and he brought them all back in. And we set up and we actually put that song together while we were there. So that was a start of something cool too. So
yeah, well, you knew.
A cool moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you have it. I mean, when you catch that wave, do you know that it's going to work? I mean, do you know in your heart you're like, this is going to be, people are really going to love this.
I mean, I thought it was cool, but I had no idea where it all was going because it was all too new to me. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, I don't know the guys at all, and I don't even know the music well enough to even know. I mean, I felt good. I knew they had a great, great chemistry. They had good sounds, good equipment, everything. You know, they had their stuff together, what they wanted to do, and they seemed very professional. So that's all you could go by. And then you have to, I mean, we played clubs and did everything like anyone else would do. So it took us time to make our mark, you know. And,
yeah.
And even now, we're still a different type of band. We're not as accessible as a lot of bands are these days. So we have our own little thing going. It's hard to explain, but...
No, you know. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, but you know what? I think not being accessible is what's giving you the longevity. That isn't the media push that takes these stars so very high and then immediately drags them back down again. It's just a constant, real, fan-based... you know, show. And that's what makes you live forever. That's why Anthrax will be remembered. And that's, you know, why rightfully you're part of the Big Four.
Well, yeah, whatever that, whoever put that name on us, that's, we thank him for that. But I guess that was just a thing that we've been around for long enough together as a pack of bands at that time, I think it's a cool thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be frustrating being a band like us, you know, you would think, oh, geez, we can't break through and do all this stuff, but, you know, we do our thing. And just kind of stick to our guns, you know.
That's what
all
you got
can do.
That's right.
And just keep at it and don't give up, you know.
Listen, it's always good to hear your voice, Joey. I hope you get to Kansas City and spend some time. I know you have family. And man, come on.
Yeah, we're down there for Christmas, my wife and me, and a sister and a husband, and they got all kinds of relatives down there. So every time we go there, it's always a fun time. It's a really great place down there.
I'm glad you like it, Dana.
I love coming to your studio. You guys have been really very thankful to you let us in there, and even today, it's nice that you gave me a call to be on the air, and it's a really nice thing to promote the band. And we thank you very much for that.
Hey, you're welcome here anytime. I'm a huge fan, Joey. Not just of the band, of you. You're a good human, and it's always fun to talk to you, man. I appreciate you.
Oh, you know that, man. Thank you very much. You likewise. I mean, it's nice, very heartfelt, and I do appreciate it. Me and my wife do appreciate it.
You bet, man. Hold on. Stay there. What a nice guy, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.